This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Ras Rochel Bas Menachem Manus, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's Yotz.
Chof Beis Elul, Wednesday the 28th of August, Rabbi Shimon Cohen, Malchias, Dechreinus and Chofers, A World is Born.
Okay. When I reached the ripe old age of 20, I went to the Mashgiach from Matzil Solomon. I asked him, what's the significance of a birthday? Is there any chashivas to it in the Torah? Is there any chashivas to it? He told me, we find the only person in the Torah who had a birthday party was Paro. However, anything which you use for Avodas Hashem is important. If you can use a birthday for Avodas Hashem, use it. In Rosh Hashanah, we have three brachas, three important tefillos in the midst of our tefillah. The brachas, the tefillos of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofars. After each one, we blow the shofar, which Rashi says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that the blowing of the shofar is four Malchias, four Zichronos, and four Shofars, which implies that Rashi holds that these psukim, saying these psukim and tefillos, is a mitzvah deraisa, and the shofar, the role of the shofar, is to bring out, to arouse us, to accept, to absorb the messages of these important brachas. So we say each bracha with 10 psukim in each. We blow the shofar to arouse us to accept, to realize the importance of these inyanim, to come closer to Hashem as a result. And then we say, how do we respond to that? Hayoim haras olam. Today is the birthday of the world. And then we carry on. Today is Hayoim yamid b'mishpot, kol yitzir elomim. It's a day of judgment. But why do we start? Why is our response, our reaction, to say today is the birthday of the world? What is it about? Why is that the way to respond to this, to these important brachas? To talk about the fact that it's the day of the birth of the world, what does it actually mean anyway? Chazal say the world was created on Chof Hei Elul, Aleph Tishri, Rosh Hashanah. Aleph Tishri was the day of the creation of Adam. So first and foremost, what it means is that today is the creation, the day of the creation of Adam. So why are we saying this? Why do we say this? What does it mean? So to understand this, to understand why we say this paragraph, Hayom Haras Olam, we need to understand what are we actually doing when we're saying Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofars. Malchias on the theme of Hashem's kingdom, Zichronos on Hashem remembering us, Shofars about the Shofar. Why are we saying these brachas on Rosh Hashanah? So the Sefer Ikrim, which is a Rishon, which was written in response to the Rambam, he writes about this. The Rambam, in his Perush Mishnayis, writes that there were 13 Ikrei Emunah, which we all know about it, which are abbreviated in the Siddur at the end of Shacharis. The Sefer Ikrim took issue with the Rambam, and he says that there are really only three main principles of Emunah. He doesn't argue with the Rambam about what we believe. He argues about what is an Ikr, what is one of the main principles of Judaism, and what are subsidiary to that. However, so really what the Sefer Ikrim does is he makes three main groups of the Ikrei Emunah. The three main groups, the three main principles of Emunah, according to the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo, are belief in Metzius Hashem, belief in the existence of Hashem, his all-encompassing existence. This includes a number of the principles the Rambam says, including that only Hashem is, we should only daven to Hashem, that Hashem's existence includes everything else. The next principle is Hashgacha on Tzchar V'Einish, that Hashem is aware of what's going on in the world, he's an interested creator, he gives reward, he punishes. The third ikka is Torah min haShemayim, which includes Nevuah. And he says, what's my proof? Well, how do I know that these are the three principles of Emunah? How do I know these are the principles, these are the main aspects of Emunah, and everything else is subsidiary to that? So he says, the Sefer Yochim says, V'hamayra al-hayos gimon ikrim ha'alalu, shayrish v'yisayd Emunah. What shows this, what proves this, is what the Anshei Knesset HaGdola established in our Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah, three brachas, Malchuyos, Zichroinos, and Shofaros. These three brachas correspond to these three ikrim. Why did they establish these three brachas? It's to Lehoye Leif HaAdam. Chazal instituted these three brachas to awaken us, to awaken our hearts. Ki b'hamonas ha'ikarim halalu, that through believing, through being ma'amin in these ikrim, in these principles of Emunah, Imsi Feyen, together with all their sub-principles, v'sharasheim, all their roots, kefi mashiroi, an appropriate level of Emunah, a full Emunah, yizke ha'odam b'dinu lifnei Hashem. This is the way to be zoicha b'din before Hashem. And then he elaborates on how the brach of Malchus, where we declare Hashem as king, we accept him as king, that corresponds to Mitzias Hashem, with davening that Hashem's existence should be accepted by all, known by all. Zichroinos, where we speak about Hashem remembering us, where we remember Hashem, we speak about Hashem remembering those who remember Him. That shows Schar V'Oinos. It shows that Hashem gives reward to those who remember Him. It would therefore also show that He would punish those who fail to live in accordance with His wishes. And Shofaros, when we speak about Torah and HaShemayim, we speak about Nevuah, we speak about the revelations which Hashem has brought and will bring through the Shofar, that shows Torah and HaShemayim. There's a big question here. So the Sefer Ikrim has explained, that his main proof that the three main principles of Yiddishkeit are Metzias Hashem, Hashgacha, and Torah min haShemayim. What's the main proof for this? Malchus, Zichroinos, and Shofaros. We need to ask a question here. How did the Sefer Ikrim know that when we're davening in Rosh Hashanah, that when Chazal instituted the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah, that what they're coming to do is to tell us and to establish the principles of Emunah? It's davening. This is the Shemona Esra Rosh Hashanah. That's why we don't say that from the weekday Shemona Esra we can prove that every one of the 19 brachas of the Shemona Esra corresponds to one ikar of Emunah. So why should we say that in the Shemona Esra Rosh Hashanah that the extra brachas that we say each show what you say the same Emunah? This is a very difficult question, because the Sefer Ikrim is not written about Tfilas Rosh Hashanah. Sefer Ikrim is a book, is Sefer about the Yisrael the same Emunah. And why did he suddenly come and say, this is my proof? Now, so we need to try and understand a bit more about what we're trying to do, what Chazal are trying to help us to do in Rosh Hashanah through these tefillos. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Dachov Zayin, says, according to whom does it go? That which we say in tefillos Rosh Hashanah, Zeh hayoy techilas nasecha. Today is the beginning of your creation. We say this in the Bruch of Zichroinos. According to whom does it go? There are two opinions about when, in which month, was the world created. Nisan or Tishri. The Gemara says this statement, that today is the day of the beginning of your creation, that goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, V'tishri nivra ha'olam, the world's creation was in Tishri. And as I said before, this would mean that the first of Tishri was day 6, which and the main creation was that of Adam, which was the purpose of the world. So therefore the Gemara says this statement goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the world was created in Nisan, it wouldn't be appropriate to say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masechot, today is the first day of the creation, because according to Rabbi Yeshua it wasn't, it was at the beginning of Nisan. Now Tosfos takes note that we do say this in our Tfilos, even though elsewhere we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created in Nisan. So how can we still say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Nasecha? So Tosfos has two approaches. One is that even though the world came into being at the beginning of Nisan, but Hashem's machshava, the thought that went behind it, the plan, came into being at the beginning of Tishri. That was when Hashem planned to do it. We don't know what it means. There wasn't even time, didn't even exist yet at that time. We don't understand the meaning of this, but this is what Tosfos says. Whatever it does mean, the machshava, the thought to create the world, came about in Tishri. Tosfos has another explanation as well, that although the world was created in Nisan, we say, Zeh Hayom Tchilas Nasecha, this is the day, the beginning of your creations, because that is when Hashem judges the world. Tchilas Din. Sifrei Yom HaDin, the day when Hashem judges, when Hashem decides on the continued existence of the world, therefore it is called the beginning of your creation. Now, according to that, we need to understand what is the meaning of Hayom Haras Olam. So, there's a Machz HaShekel, one of the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Machz HaShekel is the main parish, one of the parishim on the Magen Avraham's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The Machz HaShekel here, he talks about the meaning of the Tfilis, and he says that if we say that, like Rabbi Lezer, the world was actually created at the beginning of Tishri, so Haras Olam is to be taken literally. This is when the world came into being. If you say that it's when Hashem planned to make the world, then what does Haras mean? He says it means Olav Machshava. It's an expression of Heroyon, which he actually says it fits better with the plain meaning of Haras than Leda. He says, the Master Shekel says, that Haras can mean, in different places in Tanakh, Heroyon sometimes means conception and sometimes means birth. So if we say that Haras Olam means that Hashem decides then to make the world, then Haras means the conception of the world, equivalent to the thought, the Machshava, the Olav Machshava. And if we say that it means Hashem actually made the world, then like Rabbi Eliezer, then it means the birth of the world. Okay. Now says the Machz HaShekel, but if it means Tchilas Din, if it means that that is the day of Din, then what does it mean Hayom Haras Olam? What does it mean today is the day of the birth of the world? So say the Machz HaShekel like this. But actually, we can understand it very well, beautifully. Because the Yalkut Shimoni says, in Tehillim Kuf Beis, it says there, V'am Nivro Yehalel Ko, the people which are created come and praise Hashem. Says the Yalkut, what does it mean that a people which is created, who there's no new creation since the beginning of the world? Hashem created the world. Now everything is all the matter that there's no new matter created. The word bria is inappropriate. So he says that. So the Alka says the Rabbanon say that these are the doiros, which these are the generations which when it comes to the din of Rosh Hashanah, they would be condemned to death. Chas v'shalom. Shem kemeisim b'maaseim. That if they will be judged according to their deeds, they will just die. Uboim mispalim lefanecha, they come and they daven before you, Hashem, Barosh Hashanah, Raviyoim HaKippurim, Va'ata Boreh Yisam B'riyah Hadasha. You create them afresh. And the Alka says, this is what it means, Va'am Nivro, the people which are created, the people which are reborn, through the tshuva, through the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Yehalel Ko will come on Sukkos and praise Hashem with a lulavim and esrogim. For Am Nivro Yehalel Ko, the people which are recreated on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they will praise Hashem on Sukkos. Fine. So says the Machz HaShekel, that which we are judged and which Hashem causes a miracle for us. Of course, no individual knows what his judgment will be, but Hashem, for Klal Yisrael as a whole, Hashem gives us life. Hashem guarantees that He will give us life, and we trust Hashem. In our own judgment, we trust Hashem that everything will be for the best. That is a recreation. Says the Machz HaShekel, "V'asi shapir, mashal ne'oyim hayoyim haras oylov." It's well understood, that which we say Hayom Haras Olam, because today is the birth of a new world. Today, the world gets a new Zuchus Kiyum. The world is judged, and Hashem gives a new right to exist to the world. It's a new creation. Now let's go back to the brachos of Malchus Yisrael and Shoshofus. These brachos, as the Sefer Ikrim says, they correspond to the Ikrei Emuna. Now that we've learned the words of Chazal, that when we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha, when we say Hayom Haras Eilom, we are talking about a recreation, we are talking about a new right to exist, that the world is given, that we are given, we can understand that each of these brachos that we say is actually the zechus for that existence. When Chazal instituted three brachos, Malchus, Zechonus, and Shofros, what are they trying to do? They are giving us the right, they are giving us the wherewithal, the zechus, they are giving us the ability to be recreated. Because how did the tefillahs do it? How did the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur suddenly give us a new right to exist? It's because they are planting a seed. The tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur planting us a seed that grows and develops and flourishes, and that's how it's meant to be. That is what Chazal intended, that they are planting with us a new life, a new source of life, Emunah. They're planting within us Emunah, which will nourish us and grow within us, and which will enable us to fulfill the whole Torah, which is our zechus for life. So the Sefer Ikrim goes as far as to say that if these are the tefillos, if these are the brachos, which is at that crucial time when we need to be zeicher to a zeh hayom, to a hayom haras olam, to a rebirth, if these are the ingredients, if these are the seeds which need to be planted within us, and which, according to some opinions, like I mentioned at the beginning, it's in our Torah to save these psukim, the Chazal Institute, the brachos which go around the psukim, then, if this is our new creation, it must be these are the yesodos. It must be these are the ikrim. These are the vital ingredients which go behind the whole of our munah. Malchus recognizing, internalizing the existence of Hashem, that we are completely dependent on Him. That our business in life, our job, is to serve Him, to be His avodim. He is our King. And zechronos, that we should remember Hashem. We should go in the ways of the Ovos who remembered Hashem, and Hashem will thereby remember us like He remembered the Ovos, like He remembered Yisrael, and like He will remember Klal Yisrael. And Shofaros, remember that revelation of Torah and Hashemayim, which came with the Kol HaShofar, that revelation which will come in the Asid Lovai through the Kol HaShofar, which is all included in Torah and Hashemayim, in the revelation of Torah through the Kol HaShofar, those are the ingredients, those are the seeds which Chazal wanted to plant within us, and those ingredients are the vital sources of our Munah, which will nourish us throughout the year. The Ramchal, the Rosh Chaim Lutzato, writes, in connection with Rosh Hashanah, what's really going on in Rosh Hashanah? Every year there's a need, like in a kingdom, there's on the anniversary of the creation of the beginning of the kingdom, the king will reassess everything, the king will hold everything to account, the king will call, will summon his servants, have a cabinet reshuffle, and see which heads will roll, who will be promoted, who will be demoted. So in the Malchus Shemayim, the day of the world's recreation, of the anniversary of the creation of the world, Hashem summons all his malachim. There's a din going on in Shemayim, and everything has to be refounded. There's no automatic continuation of anybody's of the world's existence, people only will continue to live, to exist, according to that which they fulfill, according to the role they fulfill in Malchus Shemayim, in Hashem's plan. And therefore, this corresponds to what the Machzor Shekel says, that because Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masechot, because it's the Yom Hadin, which is either, if we take the Perushim of Tosfos as well, it's either the day when Hashem had the thought to create the world, or when He actually created the world. This is the day when Hashem creates us as a very chadosha. We need that zechus. We need that zechus to exist. Klal Yisrael needs that zechus. We as individuals, as families, need that zechus. And these tefillos are that vital source of zechus, where at the time of din, we are reestablishing and recreating ourselves and planting in ourselves again, planting in ourselves the vital seeds for life. We find, talking in Yiddishkeit, that everything goes after the source. Everything goes after the seed which encapsulates something, which encapsulates future growth. What do we mean? Rabbi Ruchem of Mir says that why is Limud HaTorah so important? Why is learning Torah Kneged Kulam? Why is learning Torah the primary zechus? So he explained that Godol Talmud Shalevi Lidei Meister. Learning is great because it brings to action, because it brings to fulfillment. Learning Torah is the seed which produces everything else, from which brings a person close to Hashem, which will cause a person's actions to be in line with the Ratzon Hashem. That's why learning Torah is so great. It includes all the 630 mitzvahs because it's the seed. Similarly, he says, why is Sinas Chinam so bad? Why did hatred cause the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? We're now coming to the 7th of the Shivat and the Chemta. We're being comforted from the Churban Beis HaMikdash before Rosh Hashanah. And as we know, the Churban Beis Sheni was caused by Sinas Chinam. What's so bad? Why is that so terrible? Because that's the seed in which so much destruction lies. The Torah goes after the source. Are we going in the right direction? Are we going in the wrong direction? If we're doing a thing that leads us in the wrong direction, Chas V'Shalom, that's terrible. That's destructive. That's why Sinas Chinam is poison. And the opposite is, if we're learning Torah, we're going in the right direction, because that will lead to everything else. And that's why Limud HaTorah is paramount. Similarly, when we are standing Rosh Hashanah at the time of judgment, and we re-establish within ourselves the principles of Emunah, those principles are the seed, those are the building blocks which we build with which we build ourselves, and we blow the shofar to arouse ourselves to the importance of these principles. And after each one we say Hayoim Haras Olam, today we are rebuilding ourselves and rebuilding the world in the zechus of these Ikrei Emunah. These are the building blocks with which we are going to refound our lives and give Klal Yisrael and indeed the whole world a zechus kiyum. These three brachas, as I've written Tziat Tishmaya in my book Majdei Rosh Hashanah, they correspond to the three avos, and the three avos are the building blocks of Klal Yisrael, and their midos and their ways. They are the source for everything we should emulate. When I wrote the book, the only sources I knew of this idea were in the Gedolei Achronim, the Sfas Emes, and Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zichron Livracha. Since then, I found Tziat Tishmaya Arishan, who says this as well, Rabbi Yeshua Ibn Shuib, a Talmud of the Rashba. He says this idea, that these three, that the three brachas of Malchus, Chronim, and Shofros, corresponds to the three others. Malchus corresponds to Avram. He prophesies Emun and Hashem, which in turn corresponds to the Ikka of Matthias Hashem. Yitzchok corresponds, Zichronis corresponds to Yitzchok, the Omut HaAvoida. He intensely remembered Hashem, the Zchus HaAkeda. And Shifaros corresponds to Yaakov, the Amud HaTorah. He represents Torah and Hashemayim. And the others attacker the foundations, again, the Haras Olam, our foundations are based on the Avos and on their teachings, and all they represent is their own lives. Now that we've understood that when we are saying Malchus Chayin Shofres, we are re-establishing within ourselves the knowledge, the awareness of the Ikrei Emunah, we can understand a halacha which would otherwise be difficult to understand. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Tadi Gimel says, "Brachos of Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim ma'ad v'zu." The brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Chayin Shofres, and Yom Kippurim, this means Yom Kippur of Yovel, of the Yovel year, when Malchus Chayin Shofres are also said. We don't know when Yovel is, so therefore it's not the Yom Kippur part of it not applicable. But the brachos of Rosh Hashanah, the three brachos of Malchus Chayin Shofres, are ma'ad v'zu ezu. That they are interdependent halachically, meaning if a person doesn't know all of them, he shouldn't say even that which he knows. He shouldn't say anything. For example, if a person is stuck somewhere without a siddur, without a machzor, and he wants to daven, and so he happens to know the bracha of Malchus. So should he daven? Should he daven what he knows? The answer is no, he shouldn't. The Mogen Avraham explains, if during the year a person is stuck without a siddur, he has to daven mincha, and he only remembers half of Shemoyne Esri, he doesn't remember the other half, he should go ahead and daven that which he knows. However, on Rosh Hashanah this is not so. With the tefillahs of Malchus, it's a famous shofarist, this is not so. If you don't know all of them, if you're not going to say all of them, don't say any of them. What's the reason behind this? Now, according to what we've said, it's very understandable. Because here we are dealing with re-establishing the Ikrei Emunah, learning to live according to the Ikrei Emunah. If we're talking about what are the Ikrei Emunah, you can't do it by half measures, because that's very risky. Then that would give a false impression to oneself. Since we're coming to re-establish, to found ourselves, to build ourselves with Ikrei Emunah, we've got to do it right. Got to do it with conviction. Otherwise, a person would only be half a mammon. It's better to wait. It's better not even to say it at all than to do it wrong. Than to do it in the wrong way. I just want to mention there was a chosh of a yid, which I'm sure some of you will remember. Rabbi Oshansky, Zichron Levracha, who lived in Gateshead, who passed away. It's just been a shloshim. I said over a shiur on similar lines a couple of years ago, in a koil, in a morning koil where he used to learn, and he was an amazing person, a Talmud Chacham and a mathematician, and he had a special chush for gematrias, amazing siyat shmai he had in gematrias, and he told me afterwards some important gematrias which had occurred to him. He told me that every day of the year in our davening, we say the pasuk Hashem Yimloch Olam Vayed 10 times. And he said this corresponds to the 10 Malchus, the 10 pesukim of Malchus. And there's a meridika machshava behind this, that there's not enough to say 10 Malchus, 10 Zechoyles and 10 Shoyves of Hashanah. We've got to take it with us throughout the year. And now we'll talk about Zechus, and we should be gebenched with a good gebenched Yor, and in the Zechus of being a Schazik in these inyan.